Hi, I have a ghost story for you. My
great
name is Anna, and I'm calling from Nanticoke, Pennsylvania, W-I-L-K land.
Well, welcome to the program.
My goodness, I guess it was about 20 years ago, or better. Recently divorced, rented a house to move in. From the first night we lived in the house, couldn't get any sleep. It seemed to start right about 11 o'clock at night. And you would hear this bang, 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 a pause, bang, bang, bang. And it sounded like somebody pounding on a wall. And this went on every blessed night. And after about a month, I had had it.
Now, was this was a single-family house, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And anyway, I had asked questions of the neighbors, and it turned out that a lady had died in that house. She was an elderly lady, had gone up to her attic to get her Christmas decorations, fallen, and broken her hip. And the only way she could try to get any attention was by banging and hoping she would make enough noise to be heard outside. And so we did move, of course, but I kind of figure that that was her spirit hanging on in there, continuing to bang to try to get noticed.
You're absolutely right. I had a story just this week on a woman who fell into her bathtub, and she got stuck. She was too weak to get out. For 12 days she was in this
house. I heard that. I listen every night.
And how did they find her? They heard her banging on the wall.
Yes. But I thought, well, this would be a good one for a Friday night full moon show.
It sure is. But now, did you leave the house because of the banging, or were you going to get out of there anyway?
I left the house because of the banging. It was impossible to get sleep, and my children were 10 and 12, and it really had them spooked.
Oh, I believe. Now, were you renting or owned
your
own house?
Yeah, we rented it. Like I said, I recently divorced. Our home was up for sale. I needed a place to rent just, you know, to get till things were settled out. And so we just couldn't stay there. Never did anything to harm us or interfere with our lives except trying to get our attention every night.
So what did you tell the landlord when you left?
Exactly what I told you.
Oh, you came clean. You were honest with him, huh?
Absolutely. And I said, you know, he really needs to tell the next people, because the first question I always ask, now, even this home that we recently bought, the first thing I want to know, did anyone die there, and what were the circumstances? Because I do believe that it is possible for places to be haunted. And friendly spirits are fine, but ones that disturb your sleep or are unfriendly don't make for good living conditions.
You got that right. Thanks for the story.
Thanks for listening.